Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. God only knows why. We're here. Welcome to it.
I'm not going to introduce the guests yet. I have an announcement.
Okay.
If I'm not in shackles, Friday, June 5th, we will be taping Gun for Hire Radio from the Blade Show.
The Blade Show in Atlanta,
at
Georgia.
At the Galleria Mall in Atlanta. And the guys, Sean and company
the
from
Gallery,
the...
Cobb Gallery.
Sean and the guys from Gods and Guns podcast will be on the show. Evan Knappen will be on the show, and Steve, the promoter of the Blade Show, will be on the show as well. So we'll be down there Friday and Saturday, 2 days. If you've never been to the Blade Show in Atlanta, you have to get to the Blade Show. You're going to love it. So look out for that. Jose, get your ass in gear. We get a lot of complaints. The show's taking too long to put up. I'm tired of hearing everybody. So we have two guests in the studio today.
Is this a good place to do both, housekeeping?
Yes. Right. This is what I want to do. This is my bully pulpit. Okay? Well, this is my bully pulpit.
I know, but I control the button over here that lets the bully pulpit on.
So we have some major issues coming on in New Jersey. And in the last minute, Scott contacted me late last night, Scott Bach, to see if he can come on the show. Because this is
Scott
red
Bach.
Hot.
Yes.
And executive director of ANJRPC and NRA board member who we helped reelect. He'll thank us later, we hope.
I'm thanking you now.
Oh, then Alexander Rubian is here. RecallSweeney.com. We'll get into that later. So we got these two power brokers in the state of New Jersey at our in our studio. So, Scott, we're going to let you lead off. This is an important issue that everyone needs to be aware of. It affects me as well. Go ahead.
Okay, look, the legislature is back at it. Okay, we thought we'd
get... Wow, this is surprising.
We thought we might make it to summer break without a new bill coming.
But
of course not. It's political silly season. We've got a presidential election. Look, on Monday at 1:30 p.m., the Assembly Law and Public Safety Committee is scheduled to hear testimony on A4218. That is their enhancement to New Jersey's already extreme domestic violence laws.
Like that needed to be enhanced?
Well,
isn't it the most capricious of all laws and from state to state about?
Well, it's very overbroad. I mean, let's just start, okay? I mean, ANJRPC's position, number one, is we condemn anyone who commits acts of real violence in a domestic setting.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Anyone who commits acts in that kind of a setting of true violence should not have firearms, shouldn't have access to firearms. That's really not a debatable point. But that's already federal law. That's already state law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Our view of what this bill is it's basically cover for a legislative attack on gun owners. Okay?
Wow,
I mean, if the legislature... I know, what a shock.
Boy, this is a
look,
terrible
if,
shock.
And here's how you can tell, okay? Because if legislators were truly focused on getting the bad guys, they would be saying, let's enhance the penalties against anyone who commits true violence.
Real bad guys.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Instead, it's all about harassing and intimidating gun owners,
no,
creating more bureaucracy. It's not going to make a bit of difference. And just to give you a quick rundown, I mean, we could spend the whole hour on the bill, but it's honestly not worth it. Quick rundown is this bill allows for forfeiture and destruction of firearms without due process or a forfeiture hearing that's normally required. It goes against a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision. It criminalizes the failure to surrender a registered firearm, even if you previously sold it or if it was stolen. You're a criminal if you don't turn it back in.
So how do you get it?
Only in New
you
Jersey.
You don't. You go to jail. Jesus. Idea. Mission accomplished. We've now harassed and intimidated a gun owner.
Guys,
better not own a gun if I do, I could go to jail.
Guys, we talked lightly about it. I had a restraining order thing back 6, 7, 8, 9 months ago, and one of my guns that they wanted to take from me was used in a crime 4 years ago, and it's with the Essex County Prosecutor's Office, and luckily I had a receipt for it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have released me until I materialized that gun out of thin air somewhere.
Was Knappen that a crime? This is a common...
Yeah,
Knappen talks about it all the time in his seminars here, about that. When you sell a gun, you better have a paper trail, because the police department, if they still have your copy in the folder, they're going to say, Alexander, where's that Glock 19? I sold it to Sandy Berardi. Well, where's your paperwork? I don't know where paperwork. Well, we're not releasing you because maybe you're lying and it's hidden in your sister's house.
Yeah, papers, please.
Especially if it is a, papers, please. Especially if it's a long gun, which doesn't require registration. Now you have to, isn't that a de facto registration at that point?
If
it's a long gun, which doesn't require registration in New Jersey,
right.
And this is the gun in question that I was in possession of, but now I'm not in possession of, and yet I now produce paperwork that said I sold my gun to Scott Bach. Isn't that now leaving a paper trail that you now own?
There already is a paper trail on long guns when you fill out the certificate of eligibility.
Okay, right.
Now, that doesn't get filed with the state, but if the state audits a dealer or if a dealer closes, all that paperwork is within the purview of the state, and you better believe they're taking notes on those audits.
So, but you better keep copies of all your guns.
Absolutely. I mean, I've known that for as long as I've been a gun owner.
None of us ever sell guns. So.
Why, right? I've sold two in like 30 years.
That's pretty good. You regret them both.
I sold one.
The rest, right?
Yes. No, that was taken away. It was used in a crime.
Right.
But I've sold a Ruger Single Six to one of my instructors, to Jay Peterbaugh, back in the day.
Wow.
All my other guns have been transferred to the FFL here, so it's different. Go ahead, Scott. Keep talking. This is bad, guys. Listen to what he's saying.
Other just bullet points on this, no pun intended. Compulsory waiver of your Fifth Amendment rights under criminal penalty.
How is that?
Well, look, if you don't reveal, like you're convicted of domestic violence, which by the way could be something as simple as having an argument with a spouse.
Yeah,
yep.
covered that before.
You're convicted
of that. Annoying someone.
Now you're a prohibited person. Okay. Now they say you must tell us any firearms you have in your home, and if you don't, that's a crime. Well, guess what? That's compelling you to potentially incriminate yourself. Okay, that's how that comes up. If you do have to surrender a firearm, you have to do it within 24 hours. And by the way, within 24 hours. So if it's...
You can't even give it to a gun store to an FFL.
Right. If you give it to the law enforcement, they now have authority under this bill to destroy it without compensation. Okay.
So that $15,000 Perazzi shotgun is
done.
Here's another huge one. It allows law enforcement to charge unspecified fees for the storage of seized firearms, even where you're cleared of charges. So it creates de facto forfeiture. If you get $10,000 in fees on a $500 gun, what are you going to do? You're going to forfeit it.
Right.
It's crazy.
We have more. Remember, what happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey.
That's right. It starts here and breeds out like a cancer. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic, located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Please support Dr. Eric and his chiropractic family. He's a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. Hopefully, Alexander's received his check for the Recall Sweeney effort. If you don't live within 30 miles of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please tell your friends and family about it or like them on Facebook or send them a message. So getting back into this, What happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey. Don't you think that when other states, especially progressive states, see this, what they consider monumental legislation, if it becomes law, they're going to copy it?
It has already happened. Look, Washington, D.C., the city of Chicago, all formed their carry issues based on New Jersey, right? It's the same language.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. These things don't happen in a vacuum. And actually, this domestic violence issue, this is part of a national trend that's going on. This bill or this kind of bill is popping up in multiple states, and it's been sprouting like a weed.
This has got Bloomberg written all over it, this thing.
Absolutely, it does. And, you know, it's – listen, this one rhetorically is a hard one to oppose because it makes you seem like you oppose getting the bad guys, which is false. I just want to make that crystal clear. Gun owners do not want bad guys who commit real violence to have guns. That's non-debatable.
Or any weapons. I
mean, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's
it doesn't
right.
have to be just guns.
Okay.
What makes it even worse is – I'm sorry to cut you off.
It's okay.
But what makes it even worse is that if they stab the individual or they beat the person with a bat, it's not as severe as if they use a gun. So they don't care that someone's a victim of domestic violence. They just care that if you use a gun during the commission of, you know, the violence.
The gun has always been the issue. Yeah. I mean, Rabbi Ben-Dori has brought this up a number of times. It's always referred to as a gunman. Mm-hmm. But if the person stabs them with a knife, you watch the broadcaster. They freak out. They don't know what to say.
You don't use knife violence.
It wasn't a knife.
They are in England. They're calling it knife. The scourge of knife violence has to be stamped out. But
horrible plague of knife and gun violence.
Right. So not violence, but a particular type of violence.
A particular type of violence.
So just to bring this all around, bottom line is the call to gun owners is to call the members, contact members of the Assembly Law and Public Safety Committee between now and Monday at 1.
Where can they find that?
They can find it on anjrpc.org, anjrpc.org. We have full analysis of the bill, talking points, all the contact information of the legislators. Please get on this. For those of you who think, my call can't do anything, listen, we understand what happened in 2013 and 2014. Anything can happen in Trenton. So please do your part. Do it now. Do it before Monday at 1:30.
Listen, this is very important. So you're going to be down there Monday?
Absolutely.
Scott is our guy that handles all of that, as well as we have a lobbyist, and we have NRA. We have Darren.
Darren will be there too. Darren Gowen.
So everybody's going to be down there doing their part. So we need you guys to call, fax, email, write. Again, don't be nasty.
Not at all.
Okay, be respectful and just say you oppose this bill. There's talking points on the ANJRPC website and everything.
The talking point is critical. The talking point's really simple. It's don't support the language of this bill, but rather support proposals that get tough on bad guys. Okay,
yeah.
Stop harassing gun owners with things that don't make a difference. Get tough on the bad guys.
It's much better to do something like that, to offer a suggestion, a solution. Here's what we like about it versus just coming out and saying, this is an anti-gun bill and we don't like it. It goes against the Second Amendment rights. And they just hang up the van.
Absolutely. And now the media portrays us as extremists.
Afraid they're going to take their little guns away.
Right.
And that's not true.
Scott, there's some politicians that talk to us.
There's two primary races of interest to gun owners on Tuesday, June 2nd. Okay, and I want to point those out today and tell you what we're doing about them and tell you what we'd like you to do, listeners to do. First is the assembly race in the 24th district. Okay, that is where incumbent Assemblyman Parker Space and Allison
Space Farms.
Yes, Space Farms and former Assemblywoman Allison McHose. Most people don't know that.
She's been on our show.
A-plus rated Assembly people. She is leaving the Assembly. And so that leaves her seat open. There's two seats up. And the person who has been tapped to fill that seat is an NRA member, pro-gun. Her name is Gail Phoebus, Phoebus. But there's a Republican primary. There's several people vying for that seat. What that does is that threatens Parker space, because if you have three or four people running for two seats and folks get confused, an incumbent who is a friendly incumbent to us who we don't want to lose
may just get bumped.
Yes, so it is critical. Right now, NRA, PVF, and ANJRPC PAC have endorsed, and I personally have endorsed, Parker Space and Gail Phoebus in this election. Gun owners in the 24th district, that's Sussex, Warren, parts of Morris, please get out on Tuesday, June 2nd, and vote for Parker Space and Gail Phoebus. Now, second race of interest is for residents of Morris County. Now, we normally don't focus in on local races, okay? But you have heard for years, we've talked even about on this show, that it all starts locally. And what we need to do is we need to get our people in at the ground floor. Well, gun owners have an opportunity to do that in the Morris County freeholder election, also on, or in the Republican primary, also on Tuesday, June 2nd. Now, look, what's going on in Morris County freeholders race, it's a hot mess. There's a huge battle going on among incumbents, which doesn't even matter. What matters is there's somebody new who is running for that seat, for one of those seats, who is one of us. And although NRA and ANJRPC don't get involved formally in races below the state level, I am personally involved in that race, and I'm supporting Deborah Smith. Deborah Smith is a former Denville councilwoman. She's an NRA training counselor. Anthony, you know how hard it is to get that.
Yes.
You know her?
She took training council workshop with me.
Now, for years, she's been a legislative officer of Sean Gum Sportsman. She's an IDPA pistol shooter.
She sounds pro-gun.
She's an extremely active collector. I'm not going to say she has a huge gun collection.
Not in
New
Jersey,
never say that. I would never say that, but I certainly believe it. Anyway, I've known her for years. Anthony knows her. Regardless of the battle that's going on in the freeholder race, I am standing up for one of our own. I live in Morris County, and I will personally be voting for Deborah Smith, and I would encourage everybody to do the same.
I will be also. Yeah,
okay.
As well. I met both of them as well and spent some good time with them, and they're both very good people.
So,
and tying it in, talking about the ground level, don't forget, Sweeney started as a freeholder. He still is a freeholder. He's triple dipping. So,
well, that's a surprise in New Jersey, politician who's
We're
going to
get into that in a little bit. Let's talk about Operation Strike Force. Let's talk about the Knappen victory in the appellate court, Scott. Can you just bring us a little up to date with this?
Sure. Okay. Strike Force, just to remind listeners, is the ANJRPC's an effort to crack down in each and every one of New Jersey's 565 municipalities on permitting violations, unauthorized delays, and unauthorized conditions. And I know Alexander, NJ2AS, has also led the charge on this as well for a number of years. So we have this massive effort right now. Literally, we're systematically going through 565 municipalities in three phases. Okay, the first phase was gathering information. The second phase right now, we have targeted a list of about 150 municipalities, and we're working getting voluntary compliance from as many as we possibly can. The third phase, which we'll call the hammer phase, is coming, and that is at the end of the day when we've gotten all the voluntary compliance that we can. Those towns that are recalcitrant, refuse to follow the law, are going to be basically the full force of the law will be brought down on them using any and all resources at our disposal, including litigation. So, Anthony, go ahead.
How many municipalities do you think have said okay and fixed it already, just roughly?
Well, it's in process right now, but I would say over 40%.
Wow.
Okay, have said, I mean, most of them have said, hey, we didn't really realize this was the law. Okay, some of them have said, oh my goodness, we didn't know this is the law and we're going to follow it. Some of them have said, we didn't realize this is the law, but we think we've been in compliance. We're going to self-audit and get back to you.
Ah, okay.
And, you know, but mostly, you know, the estimate from our counsel, Dan Schmutter, is about, I would say, about 40%.
Well, we're getting there.
Okay.
So we're going to have about 10 kicking and screaming in the end,
well,
right?
There's going to be some kicking and screaming.
Yeah, it's going to be the big cities, because gun control has always been about racism, and we want to make sure that those kind of people don't get
what website
guns.
Should people visit, Scott, for Strikeforce and Monday?
Well, anjrpc.org, anjrpc.org.
Scott, thank you for being on. I know
Thanks.
You got to go.
Thanks
very
guys.
Much.
Back in a minute.
For many people walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports, so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules. No apologies. No holding back. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
Freedom. Share the same thing. All right, I guess I'm pointing at you. So.
Well, Scott had to run out because what he's doing now, he's going to meet with our lobbyist and our NRA rep, because they're going to be plotting all weekend, because they're going to appear in the State House Monday to fight this bill. I mean, this is what these guys do. Now, yeah. We do other stuff. We're poking the bear. That's why Alexander's here. We have to do some. We have to, like, distance Bach from this a little bit, because we're doing some really dirty work with NJ2AS, RecallSweeney.com. But first,
not to mention the weekly dirty work that we do.
Correct. Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Ron Sousa is the man. 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars for up to 70 people. Visit MontvilleOffice.com. Get your friends out of that little barista bar with their laptop looking like they're a little slow there and business isn't too good. Bring them up to speed. The next thing is the Spartan race is sold out.
Oh, wow.
We have 103.
Oh,
we
so
cut
you
it
went
off
past.
At 103. The first 103 people will be wearing our shirts. We'll be getting the free dinner. I will be making $10 person donation for each one. If anybody wants to run under our team and come for the dinner, it'll be $45 a person. It's on our website. You can pay through PayPal, but you're not getting shirts. You'll run with us if you want on Sunday morning, but you won't get the shirts. I won't be making a donation. I'll probably be making a donation anyway. Who the hell knows? The Saw Group just had an event here last night. It was phenomenal. They did a great job. Sherry and the girls did a great job. A shout out to Autumn, A-U-T-Y-M-D. Autumn D on Instagram is Redquake Fanbage 2015. Thank you so much for following both my accounts, and thank you for your support. I am big into hunting and fishing and shooting and doing archery. I love your show, and you guys have inspired me to do so many things. I am practicing now because I might join a league for shooting or archery soon. I listen to you guys every weekend, and I'm so glad to have you guys here for me. If I am having a bad day, I go to my phone and listen to your show. You guys are the best, and don't change. Love, Autumn D. Autumn D is here, picture with her dad. She's about 9. Autumn, I apologize for my foul language sometimes on the radio. It's just me, but thank you for your support. And there's our future right there.
Absolutely,
that's our future. Yeah, and she wrote that herself. So thank you, Autumn. We love you too. The next thing is, I've been reading The Armed Citizen in the NRA Monthly magazine for 27 gajillion years. And this one had the article in Newark's. A couple of readers sent this in to me about the two merchants who shot shitbags that were robbing them with legally owned guns on their person.
New Jersey. First time New Jersey's ever been.
I've ever saw. Yeah, and no, there was a few. A woman, Cream Ridge, I remember, New Jersey, a homeowner shot a shitbag. But this is great. They shot the guys, and they're not facing criminal charges. So way to go, Newark, and way to go, NRA, for publishing that. All right. I want to get back into it. We're not doing a lot of learning and stuff this week because we have a full schedule of what's going on right now and what is going on. Alexander, he needs more volunteers. Anybody who can do some website work, Josh Shager. Anybody else can do some any other work, John Willett. Anybody else who can help out with anything, what email should they use, Alexander? Because they're contacting me direct.
Just contact me at A Rubian, spelled R-O-U-B-I-A-N, at recallsweeney.com.
You hear that? A Rubian at recallsweeney.com. We need money. We need volunteers. I pledged $5,000. I'm calling everybody else out to pledge more. And if I got to put more in, I will. This is way too important. This guy just ruffles our feathers. He ruffles his feathers in our face. And he's really pissing me off. Talk a little bit about it, brother.
Yeah, I really want to begin by thanking everybody who's reached out. We have formed a phenomenal team. From top Wall Street people.
We need more.
Yeah, we need more, but we are getting phenomenal talent coming out, analysts, web people, just everybody. It just blows my mind and the kind of support that we're getting. I'm very ecstatic. I just want to thank everyone again for that. The support, staying up late, getting this stuff done, it's just been helping a tremendous amount. I know we're reading a lot in the news about this airbag recall, so I think it's also a good thing to bring up that Sweeney and these airbags are both being recalled at the same time, so.
Two airbags.
Two airbags, right, exactly. I love it. That's pretty cool. But people ask me, like, well, why Sweeney? Why are we going after this guy? What are some of his issues?
I saw this article. Tell me.
I'm picking up some information on him. Here's an article from January 24th, 2010. It says, New Jersey Senate President Sweeney is other top dog in Trenton. And in the article, he's talking about how he was a weightlifter. He never attended college. He's an iron worker and, quote, a guy who used to like bar fights even more than chasing women, and then bragging about how he's – I mean, I'm not joking.
This is what we elect.
This is what – and then he's bragging about becoming a success story because now he's the Senate president and the top dog running basically New Jersey.
He doesn't say he is a repented bar brawler and womanizer. He just says a guy who liked –
Exactly,
and more than
and then
he,
then he's
women.
Talking about how he's the highest ranking Democrat. Mm. There's another part of the article.
Very hubris.
Yeah,
right. He's not even paying attention. He doesn't have his eyes on us. You know that, right? Because he thinks we're just a gnat on his ass.
Good.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
Good.
This is a
real David and Goliath.
Oh,
thing
this
here.
Is a real.
Go ahead,
good.
Then he's going talking about Sweeney won this top job by plotting a coup against his predecessor, Senator Richard Cody.
Okay, a coup,
oh, right?
I remember that.
And they're both Democrats.
And listen to this. Yeah. This is the way our state gets run. With help from his patron and political boss, George Norcross, Sweeney makes a series of deals to get the top spot. He's been rewarding allies and punishing opponents ever since. Three senators who sided with Cody, Joe Vitale, Ron Rice, Shirley Turner, all lost their committee chairmanships to Sweeney's allies. And that is how our state is being run.
It's stacked.
I mean, Soprano state.
This is exactly right. It's then, a Soprano state.
I mean, this is just absurd. There's also, in the article, it's talking about how his district is one of the most rural and poor in the state, talking about rusty power lines and, you know, broken down homes.
He's done such a great job that they keep reelecting
this
is
even
guy.
Better. Then he goes on and says, it's so beautiful, I can drive for miles and not see anybody.
Yeah, so they all
the reporter's talking about how he literally runs and controls the most poor and run-down district in the state, and he calls it beautiful.
Yeah,
like
of course.
That, you know, this is a classic progressive logic.
To a progressive, that is perfect because they are all my serfs.
Mm-hmm.
He has total control over the poorest people.
That's why we have to pull this off June 27th. You better block off your calendars. 9 o'clock in the morning it starts. If you got to leave by 3, that's fine. We want you there 5 or 6 o'clock. We hope. Again, anybody that can donate any products or services, the website is recall, RECALLSWEENEY.com. The email is ARUBIAN at recallsweeney.com. Get involved, get in charge. Can you take PayPal on a donation site?
Yeah, there's a donation tab there.
Okay.
Also, I want to emphasize a few people have messaged me saying that they read the recall laws and that only individuals that are from his district can help collect signatures. That's not true. There was a lawsuit. I want to personally thank the organization called Empower Our Neighborhoods from New Brunswick, who sued the state.
A very liberal organization.
As if they couldn't be more progressive, right?
Yeah.
Like, we need more progressiveness you know, New Brunswick of all areas. And they're a Rutgers-associated organization. So they sued the state saying, this is a violation of my freedom of speech. I should be able to go and circulate a petition and collect signatures. So the Supreme Court of New Jersey said, yes, you're right, we should. So they actually overturned those.
They like the Constitution then, but they don't like the Constitution when it comes to the Second Amendment.
Okay, you want to get pissed off? Let me read you something. This is right from the court hearing, from the judges. For the reasons discussed above, plaintiff's motion for summary of judgment is granted in part and denied in part. The residency and registration requirements for petition circulators contained in NJSA, and it gives you, you know, the laws, are unconstitutional infringements on the freedom of speech and freedom of association's rights guaranteed by the United States and the New Jersey Constitution. So they're saying that being a resident of a district to collect signatures and registering yourself is a violation of the Constitution.
So that's somewhat like restricting rights based on a need or a specific group of people being kept away from being able to enjoy a constitutional right.
Wow. But that would never apply to the Second Amendment.
Yeah, because on the petitions when you're going collecting signatures, and this is great for us because at the end of it, it says that you have to give an affidavit and you have to put your address, you have to sign it and swear that you're the person that collected signatures, and that they considered that a registration of the circulator, the person going collecting signatures, and they said that is a violation. So you don't think it's much of a big deal, but when we have to collect 40,000 signatures, ends up being around 4,000 or 5,000 pages, and every petition has about 20 pages that we're handing out. Now you personally have to go and sign every one of those 20 pages, affirming that you witnessed and collected these signatures. So this saves us a tremendous amount of time for the people going out and collecting signatures. But I just thought the irony here was that they said the residency and registration requirements.
Should we send them a fruit basket?
We probably should.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's
a kind thing to do.
I think the funny part here is that he's on the walk list. So I just want to know who's going to knock on Sweeney's door to collect his signature.
Is he on the walk?
Yeah. I said we should just let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah, definitely.
We just skip his house.
Well, now I have a question. Is it just that you're going after the people on the list as being Republicans? But couldn't we? I mean, since we're going everybody, in such a poor area, we should knock on the door and say, "What did Sweeney ever do here? Are you aware that this is the poorest since?" you're not able to get out.
He's in trouble with the unions. He's in trouble with big labor. He's also in trouble with the Rutgers alumni.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people.
It's time for a change.
I think we're going to get a lot of independents, and we're going to get a lot of Democrats that are going to sign it.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole gas pump thing has infuriated people. I mean, Facebook was.
Let me talk about that because you got the next segment too.
Well, we
Kenneth
have to
Silva.
Do it when we do come back. We'll
come on! I want to go right at the gas pump when we come back, and then Jose and then Alexander's on the floor. Again, recallsweeney.com. A Ruby Ann at recallsweeney.com. Everything I do gonna be funky
from now on. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin. And this segment's being brought to you by Philly Gun Training, Philly Firearms Academy, PhillyFirearmsAcademy.com, PhillyGunTraining.com.
PhillyGunTraining.com, Jose Morales.
933 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia, directly across the way from the Philadelphia Firearms Gun Permit.
Stop by and see Jose and say hi. Even if you just poke your head in the door, if you're down in Philly getting a cheesesteak or something, stop by and say hi.
Yeah, and if you're in Cherry Hill, he's just minutes away. If Society Hill, you're minutes away.
So Sweeney decides that he's not even going to put it up to vote where we can pump our own gas because he's the emperor.
Mm-hmm.
So I got you're going to like this, an email from Kenneth Silva.
I don't understand all this fervor over the gas pumping issue.
Because Kenneth Silva, I live in the free state of Arizona. I have contributed to your Recall Sweeney campaign.
Yes, yes.
Kenneth,
thank you
very much. This guy is in a free state in Arizona, and he's sending money. So anybody who's in New Jersey that's listening to our show
and
New York that hasn't sent in money,
come on.
Shame on you. And again, all right, maybe things are rough. You can't send in money.
$5?
You're going to drive down. You're going to help out. You're right, Sandy. $5, whatever it is. But so Kenneth wrote, are you serious that you can't pump your own gas in New Jersey? I'm not sure I believe that one, but it's not April Fool's Day, so you've got me wondering. It's true.
It's true.
He goes, if that insanity is true, it's about more than just pumping gasoline. Yes, it speaks to the nanny state that is New Jersey. Yes, it speaks to the insanity that is New Jersey, but it's more sinister than that. It's all about distraction. While resources are being committed to pumping petrol, there are fewer resources being committed to more important issues such as the right to self-protection, the Second Amendment, and the recall effort. These are evil people who are in office. This is quite evident. I hope you can keep mobilizing the good, patriotic, and freedom-loving citizens and get this guy removed from office. He's a bad man. Ken Silva, Arizona. Well said, Ken.
Absolutely.
I'm proud to call you my brother
and
patriot, and thank you, and that's what we want. And yes, we can't pump our own gas because this guy has this hubris mentality. What's good for him is good for the rest of the state.
Dude, it's
and he wants to be the governor.
It is illegal to idle your car in New Jersey.
Correct.
You can't even, it's sub-zero out, and you can't idle your car to keep your heat on because, what is it, a $5,000 fine or something ridiculous?
Correct. $5,000 fine.
Well, that's what Bloomberg, that's what he was passing, and then did you see the pictures of him getting mobile air conditioning units?
Well, he does, yeah. Yeah,
yeah we talked,
and he plugs
we had,
them
we talked
into
about that.
The stores that he stops in front of. Yeah.
So, we're back on this. It's June 27th, but in the interim, we need donations. We need volunteers. People went on my Facebook and stuff, social media, and said, how can I volunteer? Email arubian@recallsweeney.com in whatever set of skills you have. Whether we're going to need
Absolutely.
People to collate, sort paper. Mike
right.
D., I gave Alexander your envelope. Mike D. has a commercial copier. He volunteered to print out thousands of copies.
Absolutely.
Ed Hildebrandt, I gave Alexander your message about reaching out to other groups. So we're doing everything we can, day and night. night. He's this kid over here. He's younger, much younger than me, so I can call him a kid. Alexander's working day and night. You know how I know? Because I wake up 4:30 in the morning, and there's texts from him at 3:30 in the morning. Okay, he's texting me at 3:30 in the morning. Look at this. Look at this article. Look what happened. We're going to go on this angle. We're going to do this, guys. Who has a sign company? Fast Signs. We're going to need signs.
Right,
we're going to need.
Right, right.
I'll donate a case of pens. Right. Whatever.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're buying clip. You know, we have to buy hundreds of clip. Let me just emphasize, everything is being provided for you. You show up, Tim Knight is confirmed. He's flying out. He's going to speak for 10, 15 minutes. We're going to do about 30 minutes of training, how to door knock, what to say, what to do. And then from there, we have all the packets already arranged. You're going to sign out the packet. You go out. The walk list is there. Drive to the location, to the block, to the area. You knock on the doors, collect signatures for the day or the afternoon, whatever, however
Remember
long
dress
it takes
code.
You. And then from there, just come back. We're also providing bagels,
snacks, beverages
in the morning. You can come back. You can grab some food as well. I mean, this is all streamlined. This is turnkey recall for everybody. All you have to do is show up, listen to Tim Knight. He's a phenomenal speaker. I mean, when you hear his message and what we're accustomed to in New Jersey, you're going to be blown away. And that's one of the things is that how I just kind of – I go around to stay talking to people, and it just we've accepted some of these things.
Yes,
you know?
We have.
And how people.
Yes, we have. It's just the Overton window.
That's exactly.
Yes.
It's just we've just lulled ourselves into, well, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole mentality in New Jersey. Well, it could have been worse.
Exactly. Some of our sponsors who are gun shop owners were saying it was so sad to see people walking in before the magazine bill was even law, you know, sitting on Christie's desk and surrendering their magazines.
They gave up already.
Yeah. Can you pin this?
Just giving up. Yeah.
Just giving up.
I know I have to do this.
Yeah. It's going to happen anyway. So
right. I'm going to get it done ahead of time.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. But listen, don't underestimate your abilities. I don't want people just. I can't tell you how many people have emailed me. I know how to do this. I can do this. I know this. One guy was like, my wife's massive OCD, very well organized. Can she help? I'm like, absolutely. These are people that are driving down from upstate New York a couple hours to help. And it's even better because they can't technically collect signatures. But they're going to come down. They're going to help organize the petitions, hand them out, sign them in, sign them back in.
Perfect.
Whatever it is you can do that, you know, and you do well, message me, email me, send me a message on Facebook. And, you know, like I said before, we have a phenomenal team so far. We need more help. We need more volunteers. We need to blow this out of the park. You know, like I said before, we can make this a marathon or we can make this a sprint that we nail this, blow it out of the park in one afternoon, and it can be done. And then we celebrate for the rest of the summer. And then we have the recall election against Sweeney. And we kick him out of office.
It's time to take out the trash.
Going to be great.
This is a win. And I can't emphasize all the hard work is done. I've been working on this for probably about a year now since like we originally discussed it, looking up the laws, doing the research, figuring things out, how to get things done. Now I have lawyers calling me saying, oh, I've been studying the recall laws, but I'm not familiar with this or what does this exactly mean? So the skills are there, the talent's there. All we need is the manpower. And like I said before, if 100 people show up, you go out and you collect signatures, 100 signatures, that's 10,000. That's 25% of our goal. We had 1,500 people show up 2 years ago in a blizzard in Trenton.
Sideways rain.
What's the,
social
media
degrees.
Page? What's the Facebook page?
Everything's at Recall Sweeney. So Facebook.com/Recall Sweeney. The Twitter handle is at Recall Sweeney. We just set up our new website. By the time this podcast comes out, it should be up and running. So go back to the website.
Yeah, if you got an error, it's fixed now.
Yeah. Well, I was working on it all night till 4 in the morning. We're working on the website, getting data information on there. If there's any questions that you have, send them to me. We have an FAQ page. So I'm sure you're not the only person that's wondering, can I do this? Can I do that? Do I need this? Do I need that? Back to what we're talking about, the actual day of the rally. Make sure you dress professional. We're not talking suit and tie or tuxedo. Just wear a nice polo, you know, nice jeans, you know, look presentable, look professional. Wear comfortable shoes. That's the main thing.
No camo, no coveralls with no undershirt on it. Anybody that does that will personally get slapped by me. okay? Yeah. Or Ainsley Reynolds. He likes to slap everybody. Let him in. Okay?
If you're going to carpool, don't bring – people are asking me, why don't we schedule buses to bring down? Because the point here is that we need people to have their cars.
Yes.
It's a very rural area. If you have to drive four or 5 miles out –
this is not Newark or Camden or Jersey City. You have to drive.
Yeah. If you're going to drive, bring two people tops. That way you have one driver and then two people running out, hitting up each side of the street. Left and right, they go down the street.
That's a great point.
The driver meets them at the end of the street, pick them up. You can rotate whatever it is. We're gonna try. We're gonna provide the clipboards. We're gonna hopefully provide. We're gonna provide pens.
Also, bring some if you have some.
If you have some
clipboards and pens, bring some.
Right.
Every little bit helps. It's the bucket brigade mentality here.
Yeah.
If 1,000 people show up prepared. This shit will be easy.
It's done.
Yeah. And then we could take a group photo with him getting dethroned.
Exactly. Right. And we will never have to worry about another Loretta Weinberg or Sweeney Bill hitting the hitting the floor that now we have to take time out of our day
like
on
Scott's
Monday.
Doing Monday.
Like Scott's doing Monday. Like I'm going to do Monday. I have better things to do with my time than go and plead to the tyrants in Trenton that,
You just run a business.
Yeah. I'm not going Monday. I'm
Obama
in big
built
trouble.
It. I didn't
Obama
do anything.
Built
Obama
Let
built
him
my
run
business.
It. He's running it anyway.
What
just
do I know about starting
House.
A business?
So, recallsweeney.com, arubian at recallsweeney.com. What else, brother?
Yeah, make sure you bring chargers, your cell phone chargers. We're going to be out there for a couple hours. You don't want your phone to die. Make sure you bring your navigation, everything set up so that you can put in new addresses as well.
Back in a minute.
To tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
So recall, RECALLSWEENEY.com, recallsweeney.com.
On Twitter, at recallsweeney?
Yes. Yeah. And on Facebook, it's /recallsweeney. And again, Alexander's email is arubian, R-O-U-B-I-A-N, at recallsweeney.com. Volunteer, whatever. Greg DiBernardo moved to the free state of Georgia. He donated money. Yeah. Ken Silva in Arizona, we're getting money. Now,
I love looking at the map and seeing where all the donations are coming from.
Isn't that great?
It's
empowering.
All over the country.
It's really empowering.
Let's talk a little bit about Timothy Knight, who's coming out here from Colorado. Here's a guy, working guy, pro-gun guy. Let's just say he was an average guy. He gets a bug in his ass because he doesn't like what the politicians are doing in his free state. He starts a recall campaign. He launches it. Everybody laughs at him until the final hour. Final hour. He recalls the Senate president and another prominent senior senator.
And another resigned.
And another resigned because they knew it was coming.
Right.
And what ends up happening is now he's on the NRA board. He's a national figure, and Colorado has not introduced one anti-gun bill since the recall effort, and they were on a tear since the tragedy
at
Newtown.
On a huge tear.
All right, all the states were on a tear, and they were on a big tear. Not one anti-gun bill was introduced. This is what we want in New Jersey.
Exactly.
Okay? Because we're not going to change the machine.
No, we're not.
It's going to be predominantly Democrats forever.
They will have to be afraid of us. We are tired of being afraid of them.
We are going to have a Democratic governor next. Get used to it, fellas and ladies.
We got one now.
We are going to have a Democratic progressive House and Senate, and the leaders, the assembly, are all going to be that way. But we now have a tool that says, really? Well, this year we got the Senate president. Who are we going to fuck? And if we could get the Senate president.
That's right.
All right. What do you think? We can't get you?
That's it doesn't matter who's the governor. It's the fact that if they fear us, if they know there's going to be consequences, this is the point. Right now,
you're going to have those discussions. Oh, man, we better not touch this.
Who's
Leave
next?
That alone.
That's what we have to. There's two scenarios we can have in Trenton. They either love us or fear us, or they don't love us and they don't fear us. Right now, they don't love us and they don't fear us.
Correct.
That's why they get away with everything.
Right.
So I don't care if you're if whoever in Trenton loves or does not love guns, but if they fear us, right? Because the guys that love guns are not going to, you know, you never imagine Parker Space or Allison McCose or any other pro-gun individuals passing anything, as you've seen in
the
past couple years.
What's his name? Michael Daugherty. He presents a carry bill and Van Drew every year. But Sweeney won't put it up
for a vote. But if they feared us.
But what bothers me most about all of this is that Sweeney had an NRA A rating at one time.
Yes.
Because this guy shows that he is a lying sack of crap.
If you don't believe that Sweeney has a New Jersey version of the New York Safe Act on his bill with the promise from if you don't think they're like even in this article we're talking about all the back end, you know, the back room deals that he's cutting just to be the most powerful
and
guy.
And it's all about money, dude.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
If you don't think that Bloomberg and Sweeney are talking and now on his desk, he does not have a New Jersey version of the New York Safe Act, which they probably fixed and corrected all the mistakes they made there, so ours will be far worse. You are delusional. I can promise you.
Far worse and more bulletproof, because you're absolutely right. They corrected all the problems.
They had years now to perfect it.
Yes.
So if you don't believe that, why he switched, I can almost guarantee you that's what happened. You're going to become the next governor. If you want my support, this is Bloomberg saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to support this. I want you to bring down the Newtown families. I mean, how come nobody ever asks? Why not the Newark families?
Yeah.
Why are they not
important?
How about
the Newark families?
How many Newark families
slaughtered in the street every day? Every day.
I lived in Newark for 3 years. Actually, May 25th was the day that I said, you know what? Enough is enough. It was May 25th, 2011. I was walking home from my office in downtown Newark, and 20 feet behind me, a man got shot by two 17-year-olds and an 18-year-old. And then I heard him scream, take his last breath and die. And I said, that is enough is enough. We have to stand up. It's not a matter if I wanted this guy to have a gun or not. It's the fact that the government already made the decision for us.
That's right.
And said, I'm going to not allow you to protect yourself.
And the language says it's not there to protect you against arbitrary violence.
Violence, yeah.
You know, you have to have a specific threat against you, which you can never prove.
You can never
prove. The only thing that proves it is the autopsy.
Yeah. So, like, you know, this is, and it was at that point where, like, it changed my life. I said, enough is enough. You know, I'm no longer going to depend and think the government's going to be there to protect me. Like, this father that got killed in front of me, and now his family and his kids are fatherless. But anyway, just kind of, like, lost track of time and kind of got sidetracked.
Listen, if Sweeney stays in office and becomes governor, or Phillip becomes governor, for you youngsters that don't know this, look up the Bataan Death March. Okay, us gun owners will be on a forced march.
Yeah.
If they pass, if they get, if they stay in office,
let
and
me
we
make
don't
it
recall.
Very clear. This is just the beginning. It's kind of like when I started my first business. It was very hard getting it off the ground, but once it was established, it was easy to maintain.
Well, once the president pitched in,
yeah,
yes,
we have all the hard work done. This is going to reinvigorate our base, the gun owners who will suffer from severe fatigue now,
rightfully so, because we got beaten down for so many years. But once we get this done, I can promise you I have another person on my list that'll be far easier than Sweeney, that one by one, we'll just start picking them off.
Yep.
Until they come to us. Right. And you'll – I cannot emphasize how quickly you'll see these people who – once hated us and never did anything.
And the exciting part is we're there. We're on the cusp. We have it already. Everything's all planned out. All you need to do is show up.
Everything's
That's all you
done.
Have to do. Everything's done.
Done.
We can do this. They've already proven it. The same powers that be, the same minds that work this out in Colorado are here helping
this
us.
This is results-oriented activism. This is going to provide immediate results for us, that these people will realize we're well-mobilized and we're organized now, that we can be effective and serve consequences to the legislators in Trenton every single time they even think about wanting to propose anything.
Right.
And if we
are locking us out of the state house.
Or kicking us out, like James Kalita and myself. We have to change the national narrative, like we were talking before about what happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey. We have to change the national narrative to, well, look what they did in New Jersey and got away with it, to look what they tried in New Jersey, and now those people are fired.
Exactly.
And kicked out and embarrassed.
Which is the narrative from Colorado.
Colorado, exactly. And if we can do it in New Jersey, I can promise you, like Ted Nugent and other people have reached out to us, you will see people coming in droves saying, I'm sending you my support. You guys are being effective and winning, which is the most important thing.
Batan, B-A-T-T-A-N, Death March. Look it up, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we're going to be in, a forced march if Sweeney gets to keep his seat and him and Fullup race for the governor in another year and
a half.
You
guys enjoy coming to this beautiful range? Anthony, what do you think is going to happen when they pass a law that every person that wants to go to a shooting range needs to get a background check?
Yeah, forget it. It's over.
Yeah.
It's
you
over.
Don't think that they're talking about that? Because I know they're already discussing that.
Of course.
This is Weinberg's words.
Yes.
Well, why should someone go practice at a range and rent
practice
a gun?
To kill people.
Yeah, to kill people. Or to kill their loved one and whatnot and, you know, domestic violence.
Why should we allow that?
That's their conversation.
Yes,
like, I've had meetings with the people. Well, why should someone go to a range and practice without getting a background check? How do we know they won't be the next Adam Lanza or whatever psychopath there
we're
is out
training,
there?
And we're training. Allowing training of the psychopaths.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And they'll say that, oh, this is to protect people and this is to prevent domestic terrorists.
Well, look at what they're doing with the bill that's pending for Monday. They are using every bit of legislation they can. But
the
president has said this. This is the MO of progressives. They've created this massive, massive bureaucracy that is now being used as a tool. This is by design. You don't have to elect anybody, make a law. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of laws.
Yeah.
I was amazed at how many gun laws there are. I was at a gun shop the other day, and the owner of the gun shop happened to pull out, because we were talking about the FFL, having an FFL. You get a book that shows you every law, every gun law in every state in the United States. So you can't turn around and say, well, gee, I had no knowledge of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the BATF gives you this book. It's the size of a freaking phone book.
I have it.
Of gun laws.
Red and white cover.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't
the size of a phone book with gun laws.
It's about a 6-point
But if you're
font,
a criminal...
Too.
Yes,
like,
it is about a 6-point
But if you're
font.
A criminal like that guy in Edgewater over the winter that sold 7 guns...
Oh, no, that's you know, no problem at all, as long as you got money.
He didn't have money. He just was a criminal, an illegal alien. He sold 7 guns. Did you hear the story?
Yes.
Yeah, in Edgewater.
He sold
7 guns to undercover police officers who portrayed themselves as criminals, not able, you know, stating it like, oh, we have backgrounds, we can't buy guns, sold them the guns, and then what happened? Nothing. He got probation.
Right.
He got probation.
Right.
But other people, like you and I, would be serving 7 to 10 years in prison.
Dude, if we stopped to take a pee between here and the gun range, we are subject to 10 years in state's penitentiary.
I want to emphasize this again. Listen, the weekend after, it's 4th of July. We could make June 27th.
Oh, it'd be so wonderful.
If we nail this out of the park, we can make June 27th every year.
Independence Day.
Our Independence Day for New Jersey.
RecallSweeney.com. arubian@recallsweeney.com. Alexander, thank you, and thank you for everything
you're
doing.
Thank you for all your support. You guys have been instrumental.
We're going to kick ass. Napping will be here July 10th. You need to take that class. July, we have every test drive imaginable, from carry, big rig, carbine, belt drive, and shotgun. We have a new cane class in ladies-only pen. July 18th, ladies-only Atenzia Kali defensive pen. July 18th, co-ed cane class at 3 p.m. The last one sold out. Wilderness first aid, Kevin Rader is going to be teaching that. June 27th and 28th, two-day class. Basic first aid, June 20th, and CPR AED and first aid is June 14th. Check it out. Again, get on the horn with Trenton first thing Sunday when you hear this and Monday morning to support anjrpc.org as well as recallsweeney.com. Recallsweeney.com. Thank you all and have a nice day.
If you're in the greater Atlanta area, join us next Friday when we're broadcasting live from the Cobb County Galleria. Come see sausage being made. Well, you've done it again, folks. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barone. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Alexander Rubian, Scott Bach, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, you guys are the best. Thank you all for listening. God only knows why you do. See you next week. Say goodbye, Winston. From sea to the shine.